What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I do this all the time. You said you didn't want to do it yesterday when you were in traffic and you saw a local landscaping magnet.
A home and garden magnet.
Yes.
As I was leaving the grocery store. So I was actually driving into the grocery store. He was leaving. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to get on my phone and text him that I just saw him. And then I'm like, what's the point of that?
You were going to wait till a stoplight, of course.
I was at the grocery store and I'm waving to him and he didn't see me. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to text him that I just saw him. And then... And I thought about it longer. I'm like, well, we both happen to go need food for sustenance. What's the big misconnection there? I could just text him anytime. What does it matter now that I had a fleeting interaction?
You just decided to not text the home and garden magnet?
So I didn't bother.
Why not?
Because I thought to myself, from his point of view, he's going to be leaving. He's going to see the text. And then he's going to confirm, yes, indeed, you saw me in the flesh.
He's not going to turn around and go pick up groceries with you?
I, too, was completing the food pyramid throughout my purchases on the day. Like, what's the point? Like, I think about it in life. It's like, sometimes am I just creating small talk to create small talk? And I've been the king over the years of trying to avoid the small talk. So what's point? What is the end game here?
You don't ever just walk into a room and ask guys about the weather and...
Yeah, so I have, Owen, I've been vehemently against it, except for the people that I have no connection with.
Where the sun falls?
When I can't connect with you as a human, what's left? All that's left in those awkward scenarios where you're boxed in is
to
talk about the small talk.
Oh, my God.
Listen, brother, I've made a career the last 12 years. I just graduated two small talks. Now I'm four left.
You know, there's this... woman over the years that she's been doing this for 10 years. She posts her father's checklist of items to talk about at the bar. And every Friday or whatever.
These are friends.
This is with friends. And a lot of those are current events, but a lot of them are definitely small talk capture.
I think you're definitely, as your children grow and you're going to have a group of people that you'll see regularly, you know pretty quickly, like, hey, this will be a small talky. We're going to get 3 minutes interaction. And then you guys met one of the guys that I've been able to forge a longer than 2 or 3 minute conversation with. So they'll stay around and we'll talk to them a little more. But yeah, I think you got to get used to this.
Yeah, you're going to have to get, because I like to do this thing. See, you made me feel like a total freak.
You're fishing.
I recognize people by what they drive. If I know you, like I do this is crazy. I will pull into Fox 8 and I know what they all drive. And they're like, why do you care? I'm like, well, I just want to know who's working today, who's working with me. So, like, I will see what Joe Tui drives and da 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 da. And I go, okay, so and so is here, so and so is here. And it's like, not even just like the engineers, I know what they drive. So I know if they're there or not. And I go, okay. And for whatever reason, it's comforting to me. And then when I'm driving around in the borough, I got a lot of numbers of people who live in Streetsboro, and I just remember everybody by what they drive. And I will see them in traffic, and I will just do a real quick talk to text. I'll be like, do you really need to go to Wendy's? Just to let them know I saw them. And then you made me just realize this morning before the show that how maybe crazy and voyeuristic that might really be. Because I got a buddy, Brad.
Well, you have an awareness of your surroundings.
I got a buddy, Brad. I see him all the time. He never sees me. I got a buddy, Jerry, the same thing. And I'll just go, oh, pulling in to get some groceries, are you? Like, it's just, I do it constantly.
Are you on neighborhood watch? What are you doing?
No, I see them in traffic on like 14. And I,
stopping at the bank, are we?
Just as weird as I possibly can be.
They've got to feel like you let on to how busy you are, but it sounds like you're really just driving around meandering.
I'm not
with no purpose. Just doing the neighborhood watch on everybody.
It's not busy.
You wear your guardian's beret?
Well, I'm a guardian of traffic over there.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Streetsboro? No, I got to be physically in a lot of places. So I am moving a lot during the day. And because I'm in traffic a lot during the day, I happen to see a lot of people during the day. And I just think it's kind of fun to go, hey, I see you. Don't think I don't see you in traffic. I see you in traffic. And then I go, well, Mike, you kind of made me wonder.
Are they responding to this?
Yeah.
Do they ever send you comparable texts?
Yeah.
Do you respond to those?
Yeah.
Okay, as long as you're two-way streeting it.
Sometimes they don't. Am I weirding people out?
Yeah, you might.
Not everybody. I think some people think it's fun. It's a fun gag.
Creep Carmen and his Ram.
Yeah, we happen to be out at the same time. That's fun.
I had to go to Orange last night, and I was leaving, and my buddy he does home improvement, and he had a sign out in front of a house, and I said, hey, nice job over there in Pepper Pike. And I got a, okay. And I was like, all right. And this just happens on the same day that you saw a local home and garden magnet.
Yeah, but you know what you learn? You learn who it's fun to be whimsical with, who it's fun to engage with that kind of back and forth. And then other people, they don't seem to be as... You know, it's so funny. That happened with me with somebody, a small business owner in Cleveland.
I like to be whimsical.
And I saw his vehicle right next to a superstar athlete. And I said, hey, that's pretty cool with their word wrapping and everything. And he's like, LOL. That was it. And I'm like, oh, he didn't think that was as interesting as I did. And that was it. That was the end of that conversation. It was no reason to continue going
like
back and forth.
Being folksy. I don't want to. Fine, I'll stop texting people and creeping them out. I didn't think I'd do that.
I think some people.
You're not going to text this guy Lima and go, just drove through a town where you own a building.
Was I.
I do that with the Haslams every time I go by Brook Park now. JW. Oh, when's the construction starting?
Just saw 176 acres. Yeah. LOL.
I saw someone pull out a front loader. Is that headed over?
Are we beginning? Are we cutting the tape?
I still live near you guys.
Oh, that's a funny thing, Kenny. Come to think of it, there is going to be a ribbon cutting ceremony.
I want to be in a ribbon cutting.
We all want to be in it. The question is, these politicians that have been dead set against it, that will eventually have to work with them.
Yeah, he is the county commissioner. Does he have to wear a hard hat?
All of a sudden, will he be there?
Executive.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me.
Yeah.
The county executive. I would get him like an oversized pair of scissors.
Can we buy the scissors?
A comical pair of scissors.
They have to be so
like
big.
Like the scissors in Big Lebowski when he's getting chased down. Like those are the size of scissors. Like it can't just be honey, Brutus the Barber.
Like if the scissors in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Oh, nice.
If the miniature kids were using the actual scissors left around
him,
the house.
I would stand with my arms folded on the side and when they cut it, walk over, begrudgingly cut it, and then just storm off.
If he didn't want to cut the ribbon, I will cut the ribbon for him. If he's one of the ribbon cutters
or proxy.
One of the people, can I get one of the gold shovels and the hard hat
those
and
are
do
fun.
That?
And it's 42 dudes stick. Oh, yep. There's always some females too because they got to make it equitable. So they stick the shovel. Well, they do for the it's for the
I don't know
picture.
If this works.
Reckless speculation.
For the picture.
Put a distance myself from that.
Because
comment.
Women can wear hard hats too. So they stick the shovels in the ground.
Go ahead and that one more.
Reckless
time.
Speculation.
And there's always, right on by there.
There's always. Can you tell I've covered a bunch of these? And there's always one guy who's comically late on the shovel. It's like, guys, we practiced this. It was going to be on three. Kind of like when we do our tandem tweets.
I went to one groundbreaking.
Hey.
I've been to two groundbreakings, and I could immediately tell who's actually held a shovel in their life.
Yes.
We did a groundbreaking at City Hall in Streetsboro, and I'm like, the mayor has held a shovel.
Mm-hmm.
There are some people here who have not held shovels. And they were grown men. Some of the men have never held shovels.
Sad what's happened to this country.
I've known of a guy who built a whole building but didn't even do the drywall.
Then I texted them as they were leaving the parking lot going, I saw it, how you're holding the shovel. You never hold a shovel. You got soft hands, brother.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days.
It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.